Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 439 for Thursday, June 18th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were a weaker Thursday morning, seeing a modest profit-taking correction after the recent rally. Canola was 40 cents to $1.20 lower, the July contract down 90 cents at $496.10 per ton. Spillover pressure from declines in Chicago soy oil, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed futures all contributed to the bearish tone. The stronger Canadian dollar, which is up by about a third of a cent, also weighed on prices, as it makes canola more expensive for foreign buyers. Some weakness was also linked to forecasts calling for rain in parts of Western Canada's dry regions. However, traders are still worried about yield losses and reduced production prospects. The nearby technical bias has shifted higher, while a turn up in soy beans in the U.S. was also a bit supportive. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all steady to mostly higher after posting small losses in many months overnight. Soybeans, they're up 1 to 5 cents. The July contract up 5 at $9.74 per bushel. Soybeans hit some of their highest levels in over a month yesterday, and that left the market open to a correction the other way this morning, but profit-taking eventually dried up and turned to follow-through buying interest, which underpinned the market. Weather forecasts are starting to turn a bit drier across the Midwest, and that should help a few more acres get in the ground, which limited the upside movement. The big South American crops also remain a bearish influence, keeping a lid on the market, although new crop U.S. export sales in the weekly report did beat expectations at over 500,000 tons. For corn, prices are steady to up 1 cent, July up a penny at $3.60 per bushel. The improving Midwestern weather forecasts were also bearish for corn, as some fields had been starting to be stressed by the excess moisture. On the other side, weekly export sales came in at the high end of expectations for corn, providing support. Wheat, it's up 3 to 6 cents, the July contract in Chicago up 5 at $4.96 per bushel. Speculative short covering was a feature, with the weaker U.S. dollar bringing in some fund buying. Concerns over flooding and harvest delays in the U.S. winter wheat growing regions were also supportive, while weekly U.S. wheat export sales were in line with trade guesses. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, June 18th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.